Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you know that in a typical U.S. pulp mill, it is possible to reduce your makeup chemical consumption by up to 5% and your fuel and steam cost up to 6% with minimal investment cost? For more information, give Conmark Systems Incorporated a call today at 770-300-0224. That's 770-300-0224. Or visit their website at www.conmark.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 28th of April, 2014. The title? I guess we'll just leave the machine down until morning. The recent news from France is that work emails are banned after 6 p.m. Left unspecified, apparently this does not apply to some jobs. Let's hope the exemptions include the pulp and paper industry, unless you are so competitive you wish to knock off your French competitors by any means possible. The situation is indicative of a problem confronting employers since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. That problem is this. How do we get workers to exhibit and perform as entrepreneurially as they did when they were peasants down on the farm? The first solution was simply to exploit the heck out of them. Put them in company housing, pay them with company script, and simply control every aspect of their sad and sorry lives. We didn't need them to think as entrepreneurs, nor did we want them to. They were little more than slaves. This led to working conditions so bad that the workers rose up. Unions in the late 19th century and government in the 20th century cleaned up this mess. Companies then moved to a benefits paternalistic model, attempting to make life good enough and workers loyal enough that they just might have an idea in the morning shower which would propel the company to further greatness. This had some success, at least in producing a significant cadre of loyal workers in many cases, as long as you pay them great salaries and give them time off in large quantities. Late 20th century and early 21st century developments have led to the perpetually connected worker.
And now let's pause a minute for this message.
Honey, I have something to tell you.
What is it, dear?
The company has given me a great opportunity, and I'm being transferred to another mill out of state. And we'll have to move soon. I'm very excited about this.
I'm proud of you for your opportunity, but we have to move? That's going to be such a hassle. What about the kids? We'll have to find a new home, and how do you find a good realtor? Not to mention enrolling the kids in a new school, finding a new church.
Ah, that reminds me. I heard someone at the mill today mention a website that has resources for people in the pulp and paper industry that are relocating.
Moving doesn't have to be a hassle. SellYouHouses.com has the resources and information to assist you with the moving process. We have a list of realtors and mill towns across the United States. Just go to the town that you are looking to move to. We also have links for schools, churches, chambers of commerce, Department of Motor Vehicles, visitors bureaus, and local government. Just go to SellYouHouses.com.
Wow! Honey, this website has all the resources we need to help us move.
Thank you, Sell You Houses!
If you're moving, just go to SellYouHouses.com. That's CellYouHouses.com. Now, back to the column.
In pulp and paper mills, this always connectedness has been a blessing for the company. When something goes bump in the night and the call and priority list is properly followed, soon we awaken someone who can get on their modern device at home and determine a course of corrective action. But apparently not in France. As an entrepreneur who has lived business from an early age, I created my first company, quotes, when I was 11. I eat, sleep, and dream business all day and night. As I write this, for instance, I am sitting in my room on the 6th floor of the DeSoto Hilton in Savannah, Georgia on Good Friday. My wife and I are here for a couple of, quotes, days off. I like to find people who want to work this way too, but hopefully I'm respectful of their wishes. My usual actions with a new employee is to treat them like I treat all employees. Send them yammers, which is our internal equivalent of email, anytime I have something to share. However, for those who respond in real time, I send more in real time if there is something on my mind. If they don't, matters will wait until the next day. Hopefully this is being respectful and helping move the business along at the same time. And that at the time of reviews, raises, and bonuses, I think appropriately remember these people. Of course, it's easy to do. They are out front, leading the business forward. In a business with a continuous process, it is, of course, necessary to have shifts and coverage around the clock. It is also critical to have a backup plan of additional support when things go bump in the night. This is where the French plan may run into difficulties. Others are experimenting with the ideas adopted in France, which already has a 35-hour work week, and they're doing this and other things as well. What all these schemes fail to do, like everything that has been tried since we all moved off the farm, is to fully engage people to willingly help move their employer's enterprise forward. After all, if you go back to the time when the humans, pigs, and cows slept in the same place, even the most disengaged person might have an idea about how to get more milk out of a cow, especially if said cow also served as their pillow. Today, we compartmentalize work and non-work. I'll submit this is not natural, and I'll further submit we have now successfully figured out a way to configure life today in a way that mimics the natural order of our agrarian lifestyle roots. No quiz this week. Heaven forbid you respond to it in your downtime. Safety cannot be compartmentalized or compromised. It is a 24-hour day job. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.